Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Banks, and towards Hubbs, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santo for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davenport moves to second. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin bunts in front of the plate. Bertel fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock is hit by the pitch. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. Cepeda moves to second. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mays reaches second base with a double. There goes McCovey trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Santo, who relays the ball to Bertel, who tags McCovey, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bailey for a passed ball. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The slide. Burpell applies the tag. Bailey is out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 0-for-2 in the game. Burpell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Bob Buell. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got three RBIs. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks is hit by the pitch. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Pagan. Banks moves to second. Bob Will pinch hits for Nelson Matthews. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.